Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. May wheat open at 5:62, up 2 on the open. July, 5:73, up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:18, up 2.75 on the open. July, 5:30, up 3. December, 5:80, up 3.25. May corn opened at 3.86, up 1.5 on the open. July, 3.94.5, up a half. September, 4.04.5, up 3/4. December, 4.16, up 3/4. May of 2010, 4.27, down 1/4. And December of 2010, 4.33, up 3/4 on the open. May soybeans open at 10:47, up 12 on the open. July, 10:42, up 10.5. August, 10:18, up 10.5. November, 9:45, up 5. January of 2010, 9:54, up 7. March, 9:62, up 8. May, 9:67, up 7.5. July, 9:70, up 4.25. Let's go out to November of 2010, 9:45, up 2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3:22, up 4.70 on the open. July, 3:17, up 3.90. May soybean oil open at 37.05, up 10 on the open. July, 37.45. Up 20. April live cattle open at 88.65, up 77.5 on the open. April feeders 99.70, up 32.5. May lean hog 71.70, up 30. And May bellies open at 86.45, down 35 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let me ask you a question. How many times have you used AM 580 Agriculture or our other services during the last year? I bet the number is quite a big number. You know that AM 580 is a dependable source for agricultural programming, as well as a source of local, national, and international news that you can use to make smart marketing decisions. And we're here to remind you that you are our most reliable support, source of funding support. So please go to your phone right now at 217-244-9455 or WILLpledge.org and drop in your $100 gift in support of agricultural programming. And Jay Pierce is alongside when they do that, Jay. Mm-hmm. They'll be meeting a challenge, and we would like to hear from about, say, a dozen callers in this break.
Yeah, we would, because we have a $1,000 challenge riding on the next 92 calls for agriculture here on WILL Radio. AgriGold Hybrids, the Andersons, Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities, folks who believe the WILL Agriculture Service is critical, especially in these times, have put up $1,000 betting that you will call, and so will 99 of your friends and neighbors. We've already heard from 8 of you, so now 92 more. If we could knock off a dozen of those right now, we'd have 80 to go. That'd be a great place to be in the next 10 minutes. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. Dave, you talked about how much do you use the service. If you listen during a weekday, just on AM 580, forget the online, forget everything else we do, but just to AM 580, you get about an hour worth of agriculture programming between the closing market report and the morning reports alone. That's about an hour's worth of ag programming times 5 days a week. You know, that's, 5 hours per week times 52 hours. By the time you get done in the course of a year, you know, you're looking at 260 hours.
And that doesn't even include Commodity Week, Jay.
That doesn't include Commodity Week. We'll toss that in. A parking meter is what, downtown? 75 cents an hour. So if you took that 260 hours and went the parking meter rate, that'd be like, $195 in a year?
Something like that.
If you had to put that 75 cents in to listen to the hour of programming every day, would you do it? Would you consider $195? You can do that right now at 244-9455. Or I tell you what, we'll give you a bargain, $80, okay?
Uh-oh.
Pay your 37% or so, and we'll send you a baseball cap with WILL Agriculture's logo on it. 244-9455, whether it's 80, whether it's 100 or 195, you're going to help us meet that $1,000 challenge.
And it's a snap, Jay. If you do it with your Visa, MasterCard, or American Express card, you can put your contribution to work instantly for AM 580 Agriculture. WILL would certainly benefit from that, and I know the Agriculture Department would benefit as well. 217-244-9455 is the number to call right now. Let's go ahead and bring in Dan Zwicker. He is with ADM Grain Group out of Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan. Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. Well, while we're waiting to hear from Dan, Jay, live radio, there's nothing quite like it. While we're waiting to hear from Dan, now I'm cutting in and out.
If we get... Did I hear Dan in the background there?
I think
there?
I might have heard him.
I can talk now.
Hey, Dan. Hello, Dan. Thanks for joining us this morning. And well, let's go ahead and get right to the technicals, because people are certainly eyeing that lead month May soybean chart and wondering how high is high. And we had a little bit of a pop this morning to add on to the excitement.
We sure did, and we did clear the January high, at least on the lead option basis here, so we are in new highs for the year. I guess that's the good news. Technically, though, when you look at some of these momentum indicators, we are now back to those overbought levels. We're back to those levels. Back in early January, we had a 9-day RSI up around 79.80. This is where we're at now. And we had some of these other indicators all above this 80 level. So we are now in one of those what we would consider somewhat overbought conditions and ripe for a correctional move of some kind. But right at the moment, the purchasing power of China in the world marketplace is giving this market some pretty strong fundamental strength to keep extending this advance that we began basically back first part of the month.
Would you like to go out on a limb and suggest that there might still be a little strength to the upside before we give it up?
Well, there's a couple objectives. The first objective was met here a couple days ago, was 1035 on the May. That was equal to the March leg up added to the early April low here, or late March low. So we did meet that. The next objective from that methodology would be like 1087. And then you could probably use the little correction that we had here earlier a week ago between 1009 and 981 as maybe a midpoint measured off of that late March low, and that would also put you up in that 1093. So there's a couple ways looking at the chart that the soybean market might be able to gravitate up into that 1085 to 1095 area, at least in the short term here.
You want to give any credence to continuation charts? If you look at the lead option on a continuation basis, you could probably make a case for, 1160.
Well, you can, reading a chart is like reading the map.
Map, that's right.
As long as you can go down the road without any flat tires or detours, you're going to get there. But I think a lot of technicians will probably be looking at the 38% retracement level of the big decline that we saw during the last half of 08 is up here around, 11.13 area. So once you get up into this, I'd say 10.85 area to 11.15, that's about as, that's probably a spot in there. If we get there, that the market's going to run into some pretty good resistance.
Okay. Over what time period do you think that we have left to try to make this move before we say, maybe we want to try and look at the downsides of some of these rallies that we've seen so far?
Well, I'm still in the camp that, we may have up to May 1 to make some of our decisions. But, we are in a weather market situation, and I guess, a drier weather forecast at this point would be somewhat bullish soybeans, because I think you get into that underlying thinking that if the corn planters are rolling, it's hard to turn them off unless you've got a very attractive bean price. So I've had a lot of farmers tell me that for the most part, they need $10 out of these new crop November beans out of the field, or otherwise they're going to continue to keep planting corn. So I think that's the function of the bean market right now, especially after USDA's report came in much smaller than what the trade was looking at, is to try to fluff up those acres over the planting season here. And the only way they can really do that is encourage people to plant beans by higher prices. And that's basically what the function of the soybean market is right now.
All right, let's turn our attention to corn then, which doesn't have the pip and zip of beans at the moment.
No, because the March 31st report indicated that farmers plan to plant at least an adequate number of corn acres if we have a generally favorable growing season. Demand's not as strong in corn. We're going to have a much larger carryover as percent of usage compared to the beans. And then we do have weather forecasters that are indicating that the corn planters are going to start becoming more active throughout the Corn Belt over the next 10 days. And that's going to make it real difficult, I think, for corn to perk up. But at the moment, we're finding some underlying support from soybeans, because as soybeans go higher and, in theory, pull acres out of corn, then that should firm up corn prices. If that's the thought of the market. I think what we really need to give the whole commodity complex a big boost to the upside would be a sell-off in the dollar. I think would really add some spice probably to the corn and soybean futures as well as wheat.
And I suppose, given the CPI and PPI information didn't really add to the inflation tone earlier this week, that you could make a case for that.
Well, of course, most of those reports are all rearview mirror reports, and the market is going to look ahead. And if we did begin to see, the dollar had a break here a couple, 3 weeks ago. We've rallied up and we've kind of stalled out. The question here is whether or not the dollar will continue to resume the upside or will roll down. And I think, that will have a lot to say. I think the dollar is indicating that it wants to maybe slip to the downside, simply because the U.S. government is not having that great a success in selling our debt, and we've got a lot of debt yet to sell. So I think the market is indicating that, interest rates are going to have to go higher, or the dollar is going to go into a tailspin here.
How much concern would you have technically if these corn goes under 409 on a settlement basis?
Well, I don't know.
Not much.
If I get into anything as a specific, I don't know if 409 would necessarily do any real technical damage. I think the damage would occur probably if you went down underneath the 390 area. I think if you broke the underlying trend line, mm-hmm. which connects to the December low here with the early March low, that would probably be more concerning than anything else.
Anything else you'd like to add that you're keeping an eye on this morning?
That's all I have this morning.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. And we're in our fund drive, our spring membership period. And this is the spring membership campaign. And as we go through the drive, we're trying to hear from 100 listeners in support of WILL agricultural programming. Jay, we're trying to do the quick math and dirty math here. What do we know?
Well, we want to get to another dozen today by the time we're done with just the morning reports here because, you know, it's important to stay on pace. And we have $1,000 riding on these calls. 100 calls for agriculture this week from AgriGold Hybrids, the Andersons Bates Commodities, and Risk Management Commodities, who believe so strongly in the service. They want you to subscribe to it, too. How about a quarter a day? You know, make a $100 contribution right now and consider it the price of your subscription to WILL's Ag Service. Pretty cheap, I think, when you compare it to the other information sources you probably access or subscribe to on a daily basis. And look at all you get. You get it on air. You get it online. You can call in on the telephone service. You can get the Ag Email newsletter, which is probably worth the price of a $100 contribution in itself. So call us, 244-9455, you know, and step up and say, yeah, this information is extremely critical to me.
You're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.